Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Markay from The Markay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Markay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Markay Show.
The first hour of The Markay Show starts now.
Hey, Markay. Absolutely, I'm wearing a mask. I like to look like a hooligan, so it's more like a bandana, but same difference.
Yeah, a lot of people use bandanas in lieu of masks.
Hey, Mark, I missed the N95 train, so I'm rolling out cowboy and Indian style in the old bandana. Better than nothing.
Yeah, cowboy, Indian, Crip, blood, whatever you want to call it. That's the thing that they're saying, that maybe now we're going to have everybody start wearing masks when they leave the house. Maybe now when we walk, which I don't know where you even find a mask at this point, because, you know, I mean, it seems like they're all sold out. It seems like I went to go find a mask for actual home improvement 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago at Home Depot. They were all gone.
Let's say you wear the mask and you go to a place that has the coronavirus and the mask filters it out. Then what do? You go to your car. Now the coronavirus is in your car. You brought it in on the mask.
Well, that guy's just a doomsday machine, man. Holy cow. *1045 is our number, 855-765-1045. Or, of course, you can leave us an open mic message, too. The thing about masks is if you're told now to wear a mask, or if you get if the government starts recommending that we wear masks, which would be weird because just 2 months ago, the Surgeon General tweeted out, stop buying masks. Don't wear them. We need them for all of our medical personnel. But now, if they're saying, hey, we would like to advise all Americans to start wearing masks, do you know, A, where to get said mask, and B, would you wear a mask when you went out in public, or C, would you just not go out in public, which would be the other option?
I'd be glad to wear a mask if somebody supplied them for us. Can't find them. Not paying for them.
Well, okay, so that guy's like, look, I'm not paying for if you want me to not give you the coronavirus, you got to pay for my mask, which I think a lot of people make. And I did think that there was a shortage on masks. In fact, I know there's a shortage on masks because they keep telling us that. They just went after the 3M company because they were about to ship like 250,000 masks overseas. And the president had to step in and say, not so fast. We need those masks here. So whatever you've earmarked for foreign sales, we are going to re-earmark for here in the United States. Speaking of the president, he's been very busy on the political front, beating back attacks from of all people, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer wrote the president a nasty letter, and the president did absolutely nothing and just totally ignored it and went about his business. Totally kidding. It's President Trump we're talking about. He fired back with another letter, and we have both of those, which we'll share with you here in just a minute. But something else I stumbled upon was this very helpful article about ways that you can make your own mask. For example, I don't know if you've seen this, but a lot of guys and girls are saying that you can use a bra to make a mask. You cut out like the cup and the strap, and there's even photos of people wearing like a bra cup on their face
with a nice frilly mask.
But it's lacy. Some are leopard print, yeah. You know, whatever. I guess you don't want like just all lace, like the see-through. It's right. Got to have an actual pad or something. And I don't know, Hannah, you would be the expert on this topic because.
Yeah. Because I'm a woman. There
you're the
go.
Only one, I think, here that actually has a bra.
Yeah.
But would you Some wear days. would you wear a bra on your face as a mask? Or do you have
No, that is so expensive. Because, like, if you're more well-endowed, your bras are more expensive.
They're more expensive. Oh, really? They charge by the pound?
Well, no, but, like, you have to get better-made bras. Because, like, if you don't have anything, then, like, you can shop for bras wherever.
Got it.
And
okay.
And then you don't need as nice of a bra. But if you are more
All right,
curvy.
So let's say the government says you have to wear a mask and you can't find any in the stores, and it comes down to either locking yourself at home or going out and cutting up one of your expensive bras. What would you do?
Well, if you had to choose one, a bra or a mask?
If I had to choose one, well, no, I just freak. Never mind.
Because really, with one bra, I would assume you could get two masks out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would.
It may not be as expensive as you think.
In that choice, like if that's the only choices I had, yes, I would cut up a bra. But I'd probably cut up one from like, you know, 10 years ago when I was much younger.
Got it. Okay. Because that'd be more form-fitting to your... Anyway, I imagine there comes a point where you can't use a certain kind of bra because it's just too much.
Like a sports bra?
It's gotta be, well, no. Yeah, you have to have enough to cover your face, but not too much where you're just like, you know...
Covering your entire...
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that which is interesting. Now, there's another article I saw where you can actually use a T-shirt to make your mask, and it's like a, look at this, it's like a 6-panel cartoon, and the problem is, I think you have to be crazy. You know how like girls will take a T-shirt, and then they'll chop it up and rip it up, and all of a sudden it looks like a, like some kind of like stripper top, and they're like, look what I made. What?
Yeah. I said, that's insulting, a stripper top.
No, well, I mean, I don't know, what do you call it? But what is it?
Coachella.
What's the actual?
Like a fringy top.
A fringy top. Okay, fine. So they take a T-shirt and they turn it into a fringy top. And we've had people do that with our Mark Kay Show T-shirts and our Keep America Great T-shirts that we had. We have photos of women who are really, I don't know, Hannah, can you do that?
Yeah, I've made them before.
Have you really? You've made the fringy
fringe.
Yeah, the fringy stripper tops. Let me ask you this. If I send you this photo of how to turn a T-shirt into a mask, and I gave you some T-shirts, do you think you could, by the end of the show, make us a mask out of a T-shirt?
Yeah, I think I could do that.
Mark, you have to keep your shirt on for the duration of the show.
No, I'm not. No,
yeah,
this
wait,
is...
What T-shirts are we using?
Well, obviously, Mark Kay Show T-shirts.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Because if you're going to... I mean, look, if you're going to walk around with a mask, you might as well advertise the show,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I'm going to wear it all day.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. This is great. Go in the office.
Okay.
Grab 3 Mark Kay Show T-shirts.
Okay.
Do we have scissors? Grab some scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all you need. And then I'm going to send you this photo, and then it'll be like Kraft Hour. It'll be like Martha Stewart for the rest of the show. Are you?
Well, not Martha Stewart, because I don't want to go to jail.
Are you really crafty, though? Like, can you do this?
No,
are
I'm really crafty. Like, I used to make my own dresses when I was, like, in elementary school. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your Pinterest handle? I gotta check you out.
What's your Pinterest?
Hannah Guile.
We'd like to see your Etsy store before we task you with this.
No, all that is meaningless to me.
Okay, that's fine. We'll get into that here in just a minute. So Hannah's going to make us some masks, and if it works, we'll then share those with you online so you can make your own masks. But that's where we could be going. We could be at a point where the government says, hey, if you leave the house, you should probably mask up.
Hey, Mark, Joe checking in. I got an autoimmune disease, man. I've been wearing a mask. When Trump shut down travel between China over this, it was time to wear a mask.
And it's, you know, and a lot of people do wear masks daily. For example, like painters. I always see painters walking around. They've got the mask on their forehead, you know, when they're going through the Home Depot. I see, you know, some construction people wearing masks, nurses and doctors, of course, you know, bank robbers and, you know, chainsaw wielding, what do you call it, serial killers.
Oh,
they all wear.
Jason.
Yeah, they wear masks. I don't think I got the hockey mask is going. Like, Josh, would you wear a mask?
Sure, I'd wear a mask.
You would?
Yeah, I mean, if it'll
stop a hockey puck, it'll stop a virus.
Yeah. So you would?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, we'll have one for you by the end of the day.
I don't know about a Mark Kay mask.
Bill
is on Long Island. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Mark. How are you, brother?
Hey, good. Do you wear a mask, or have you started wearing a mask?
I've been wearing a mask for weeks now, you know. But I looked at my drawer, and I have a do-rag.
You have a do-rag? Okay, yeah.
And you know what a do-rag is, right?
Yeah.
All you have to do is just fold it up a little bit, and it's perfect. It makes a perfect mask.
Right. I started wearing, I have these, I don't even know what do you call these things? These face shields from this company called SA Fishing. And people wear them when they're hunting or when they're, like, sitting in, you know, and I've literally been just having it around my neck in case, I just wear it, it looks like a little, like you said, like a rag around my neck. But in case the order comes down and they're like, mask up, I can just pull it over my nose and boom, I'm protected.
Yeah, my wife just put a couple of stitches in it, and because you know it's a little too long,
yeah.
And I folded it right up, tied it up, and it was cool.
All right.
And you got the ones with the skulls and crossbones, and just they got a big variety of them. So
yeah, and it's so weird. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Bill. It's so weird because like 3 weeks ago, I would never have walked into a store like this thinking that somebody would be like, you know, oh my God, I'm calling the cops.
Exactly,
the money's in the register.
Yep.
But now you walk through the grocery store and you see 20 people, you know, that all look like bank robbers. 855-765-1045. Doug in Michigan. How you doing, Doug?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I will wear one of your masks because you could send me one and I'll take a picture and you can use it.
I can use it for what?
Whatever.
Oh. Hey now.
I mean, hey, it's social distancing. You're spending a lot of time alone. I'll send you a All right, Doug, here's the thing. We don't know yet. We don't know yet how well these are going to work. Hannah's going to start working on one, and we'll see how the first one goes. And if the first one goes, we'll lock her in a room and, you know, have her mass produce them. Just, you know, knock out. How many do you think you can make an hour?
God. This is not China. What? An hour? Probably two.
All right, well let's see. Did you get the shirts?
Yeah, I got the shirts. I got the scissors.
Perfect. All right, and you have the instructions.
Yes, great. I have them printed.
We have to take a quick break. If you're watching on Facebook or Twitter or Twitch or YouTube, we will turn the Hannah cam on, and you can watch the production of the Mark Kay Show Mask live as it happens. Are you ready, Hannah?
Ready.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls, too. We'll read you those letters, dueling letters from Chuck Schumer and the President of the United States, and a ton more of your phone calls coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Yeah, I wear a mask. Man, people just really don't like clowns.
That's true. Hey, thanks so much for your open mic message. If you want to leave an open mic message, by the way, you can do it. All you have to do is go to our mobile app. It's free to download. You can find it at the Google Play Store, the iTunes Store, wherever you want, whatever store you're getting your apps from. And then you can leave us an open mic message and we'll play it on the air. Or you can just give us a buzz, 855-765-1045. Bud in Jacksonville. How you doing, Bud?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. Hey, Mark, your show is going to keep somebody from getting sick. You're going to encourage them to wear masks.
Usually my show makes people sick, so I don't know about that, but...
I don't know about that. But, hey, I have my own solution. I just turn my hoodie around backwards, put some eye holes in it, and away I go.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. Put your hoodie around backwards and put some eye holes in it, and then you tie your hoodie.
That's terrifying.
What do you mean that's terrifying?
Just like a floating thing of eyes walking around. You can't see who it is.
You're like the Invisible Man. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. By the way, Hannah is currently, as we speak, turning a Mark Kay Show T-shirt into... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was turning a Mark Kay Show T-shirt into a mask. What are you doing with a straightening iron?
Well, I wanted to make sure that the mask was exact, so I have to iron it in a makeshift way.
Listen, so you know I hate to be critical.
Oh, please be critical.
The directions say to cut it into a square.
Correct.
That does not appear to be
actually,
that doesn't appear to be either of those shapes.
No, because it's not.
Also,
I had to cut.
The edges are a little jaggedy.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I haven't done the measurements. I was just getting the bulk of the shirt out of the way.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Continue. You're doing great. James from Jacksonville. How are you, James?
I'm doing fine, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking. James, what do you want to say about wearing masks whenever you go out in public?
Okay, wear a mask. This is an idea. You take a sweatshirt, okay? It's summer's almost here. You don't need the sweatshirt. You cut both the sleeves at the shoulders, and then you cut it at the elbow, and then that makes a perfect thick mask that covers your nose and mouth. And then you get you a small bottle of isopropylene or alcohol.
Yeah, good luck finding those.
Or bottle. And so when you change out your mask, you spray it with the alcohol, let it dry and decontaminate itself, and then you have a fresh mask.
All right.
Gives everybody two masks right off the bat.
No, that's a great idea. All right, so if you have a hoodie, you can turn your... That's what the other guy said. He's going to turn his hoodie around, and he's going to just walk around with a hoodie with a couple eye holes poked in it, looking like a ghost or the Invisible Man or something like that. You know, we're all going to look super scary. And that's the thing. You won't be able to tell who, like, the real hooligans are and who's just going out for, like, you know... A bottle of Coca-Cola. That's gonna be the real problem that we run into. It's gonna be like, are you here to rob me? No, sir. I'm just here to buy groceries. I'm here to rob you. Oh, I got confused. Billy from Long Island. How you doing, Billy?
What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey,
listen,
great.
How is it that 30 days ago we were told don't wear a mask, they don't work, they're only for sick people, and now 30 days later we're being told, oh, you have to wear a mask now? I mean, really, we were lied to. Maybe, you know, if these people, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke, told us from the beginning to wear masks because it doesn't hurt. It may not help 100%, but it's a lot better than not wearing anything. Maybe if we were told that, maybe these cases wouldn't be so out of control right now.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
I think initially they said don't wear masks because they wanted to make sure that the hospital workers and people that were working in the medical field, they were getting the masks that they needed first. Now that I think that
the reason they gave, though, the reason a lot of them were saying, doctors and everything were saying, oh, they don't really work. They only work on sick people, from sick people to exposing yourself to it. That's the reason I heard. I didn't hear anything about the hospital even first. Anyway, no. God bless. Take care, brother.
You too, Billy. Hey, thanks so much. Either way, it really is. It's fun to watch Hannah iron one of my T-shirts with her straightening iron. I don't know. Why are you ironing it again? I don't understand.
Because it's all...
Your microphone's not on.
The on button. Is
Sorry, wrong button. Because it's all creased, and I need to make sure that it's not creased. But I know that logos stick together, so I put a piece of paper in between so that it wouldn't stick together. And I folded that inside so the color wouldn't bleed.
That's so crafty.
Hey, cool. Doug in Michigan. How you doing, Doug?
Pretty good. I was going to say I like to use the leftovers of your T-shirt making thing to hang Pelosi and Schumer out to dry.
Okay, perfect. And, we'll get you the remnants. Cheyenne on the west side. How are you, Cheyenne?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Hey, great. What did you want to say?
Well, the last guy kind of covered it. I mean, a minute ago, not the last guy. Keep a bottle, a Dollar Tree bottle of 70% alcohol in your car or higher. When you're not wearing your mask, lightly mist it down, put it up on the dash in the sunlight to dry out. Spray your hands, spray your steering wheel, spray the air, spray the buggy, spray the doorknobs. The coronavirus cannot live outside the human body after a certain amount of time.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I'm a big fan of isopropyl rubbing alcohol, and I used to spray it on all the equipment, and the engineers used to yell at me saying, you can't spray water on electrical equipment. And I said, it's an alcohol, and if you want me to work here, yes, I can. But where are you finding it? Because I feel like that's just as hard to come by as everything else these days.
Well, I'm a patriot and I'm a prepper. I stocked up on it every month through my over-the-counter.
Yeah.
And another one was flushable wet wipes, baby wipes. Everybody should stocked up on that stuff.
Yeah. No, I know. Everyone should have, would have, could have. I definitely, listen, for when COVID-20 rolls around, rest assured, I will be ready. COVID-19 caught me off guard, but COVID-20, I will be prepared. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of your phone calls. More of the Markay Show coming up. Why is it taking you so long, Hannah? I thought you'd be done by now. Okay. Well, we'll check back with Hannah, too, in just a minute. 855-765-1045. It's the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. So Chuck Schumer sent a nasty letter to the president criticizing him. And then the president sent a letter back to Chuck Schumer saying, hey, go stick it. You're not being helpful. And also your criticism is unwarranted. And guess whose letter is getting all the press? That's exactly right. The president's. We'll get to those here in just a minute. First, though, we are making masks. And apparently the new thing now is, and it hasn't been ordered yet, but they're debating and they're talking about all these different things. And they're trying to say, hey, should we urge Americans now when they leave the house to wear a mask to, again, stop the spread of the coronavirus? And here's the thing. I believe that it's more to... Because even as I was watching Hannah, who, if you're watching her on the Hannah cam, is creating a Markay Show mask, she just moments ago touched her face. And that's the thing. People don't even realize. Why are you looking at me like that? It's not a critical thing.
It was a minute ago.
I touch my face all the time. But I think what the problem is that with the mask, it will almost save you from yourself as much as it will other people. Sure, you may not breathe in something or whatever, but if you touch something and your nose and your mouth are covered, you're less likely to transmit the disease to yourself because...
Like a force field, yeah.
Like a
force,
right.
To protect you from yourself.
That's what we need, force fields. Is
oh, yeah.
Mayor Curry, what does he always like to say whenever we has these press conferences? No.
Oh.
He likes to say the virus doesn't spread. We spread the virus.
Oh.
And so if you touch something that maybe has the virus on, or if you accidentally don't, you know, practice social distancing and you handshake or whatever.
Right.
And then you touch your face, you could get the virus. But if you have a face mask on, I think that's the that's the extra layer of protection.
One more layer of security, yeah.
Sure, sure. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Larry in Palm Coast. Larry, how are you? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
Hey, Markay, this is Larry. You know my wife, Debbie. She's always on social media with you.
Yeah.
Her dad's the one that brought up dog-faced pony rider, the definition to it, a while back. She's in the ICU unit. She had had to have emergency surgery.
And oh, no.
I'm getting to take her Kindle to her today. So the first 72 hours were tough. I hate making these kind of calls, but I know you're good Catholic, and she's a good Catholic. Keep her in your prayers. And if you couldn't Monday, I know she'll have her Kindle on, giggling like nobody's business, because when I called her in the hospital and I was first able to talk to her yesterday, I says, oh, I called Mark Kay, so I got to go to confession for that, because I didn't, but I'm doing it today. And she started giggling, and she goes, you did it. I says, yeah, and he was missing you on the Facebook.
Oh,
page.
Absolutely. Right. Now, wait a minute, Larry. It wasn't coronavirus related, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
she had a hernia.
No, that's fine. We don't need the gory. That's your business. But I was just curious. I want to make sure. Well, listen. Yeah, tell her we wish her well and we miss her and have her listen on the Kindle and we'll all be praying for her and we hope that we can keep her giggling. That sounded a little. I shouldn't make another man's wife giggle. What is going on over there? What happened?
I'm so stressed. It's the material.
You said you were crafty.
I am crafty. But this material is so thick that, like, it's hard to tie together. Because see this T-shirt material? It's really easy to work with. Now, see this material that has T-shirt underneath of it, but, like, this weird layover? It's hard.
Okay, so this first one's not going to work?
It's going to work. I'm going to make it work.
I mean, you literally just cast it aside dramatically and huffed. So it didn't look to me like we were going to get... Will you be able to turn that T-shirt into a mask
or
not?
Yes.
All right.
Have no fear.
TikTok. 855-765-1045. Dwayne in Mayport. How are you, Dwayne?
Hey, pretty good.
Oh, good. What do you want to say about making a mask if you need to walk around the outside with a mask and you aren't able to find any anywhere?
Yeah, I've got...
Hello? Maybe he was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna reveal my secrets. CJ in Palm Valley. How are you, CJ?
Hey, Mark. I got some important information I want to put out.
Okay.
If you can't find an N95 mask, the equivalent is a KN95. And
okay.
Those are readily available if you go online.
Oh, yeah?
Secondly, yes, they are. They're the equivalent. They're same protection level. So you can get a KN95, and there's actually masks you can go that are even more higher protection level that they're way more expensive, but obviously people are really want to get masks now. So
no, I got it, yeah. Okay, all right.
Secondly,
so, yeah,
talking about sterilization of masks.
Yeah.
Mark, there's talk about that. Okay, a couple things. You can, as long as you put your oven at 200 degrees and you put that mask inside of it for about 2 minutes, there's nothing that's going to survive that as far as viral. It's too hot.
Yeah.
But it's not hot enough to catch it on fire.
Okay, so
secondly,
200 degrees.
You can set it out in the sun.
Yeah.
Secondly, you can set it out in the sun. So if you don't want to spray solutions because you don't have isopropyl alcohol or anything else, heat or ultraviolet light will kill the virus.
Okay.
That's a fact.
All right, what about like tequila or Bacardi 151 or something? Will that work in a pinch?
I think that would be, as a Catholic, you know, that would be a sin to waste that.
Oh, that is true.
On a mask.
That is true. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. So if you can't find the M95 masks? Is it N95? You can find a KN95 mask. And if you can't find a KN95 mask, we're going to have Mark KN95 masks. Maybe. To be determined. 855-765-1045. This is Joni in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Joni?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
My sister wears gloves and a mask and takes her shoes off before she comes in the house. Her job requires that she works, but she will not, since it's broke, she has not brought her work shoes into the house.
Okay, that's a good idea too. Yeah, you want to watch out with that. And now, does she get masks?
No, and actually everybody signed a thing last night and they signed a thing that they're not going to work because they're not going to supply a mask in their union.
Yeah, I know.
So they signed a deal that, the supervisor said they weren't going to supply a mask, and they said, well, they're not going to work.
All right, Joni. Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, I could understand that. 855-765-1045. Matt in St. Augustine. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
A side observation first, and then my thought.
Sure.
A couple callers ago said you're a good Catholic. My wife's a good Catholic. Like, what's a good Catholic? Is that the one that goes on Easter and Christmas? Anyway, I think we're getting crazy.
Wait, hold on. That was the side comment, right? That wasn't the main comment.
Yeah, that was the side comment.
Oh, all right, good. What's the main comment?
All these layers of what we should and shouldn't do. I just think we're getting crazy. You know, half the businesses in America are closed. Our unemployment is skyrocketing. The government's hemorrhaging money trying to make up the deficit, only to put us in deeper debt. And I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm not being the 60-year-old crabby old man on the radio. Like, if you just do the basic stuff, you're going to be fine. But all this, I'm standing in line the other night at the Publix, and there's this young couple behind me. They had to be in their maybe late 20s, practicing this social distancing because they were scared to get close. Well, the next thing they were going to do is put their food on the same conveyor belt that I just touched. The cashier's going to touch the same food that they just touched. The bagger's going to touch the bag that they just touched. None of these guys are wearing masks or gloves or any of that stuff.
Yeah, but then they're going to get home and they're going to wipe everything down with Clorox wipes. So their food's all going to taste like bleach. But at least they won't get the coronavirus. Hey, great! Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. John in St. Augustine, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, good. What'd you want to say, John?
Well, on a serious note, I know this lady that's really in dire need of a mask. It really doesn't have anything to do with the virus, though, and that's Nancy Pelosi.
We gotta take a break. 855-7. We're gonna rate it in here in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. We'll get you an update on the Hannah mask cam and how the preparations are going. Doesn't seem to be going that great. And we will read you these dueling letters from Schumer and Trump. That's on the way too. So keep it locked on 104.5 WOKV. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us. Sorry, I thought we had some new open mic messages. If we have some, or if you want to send one, go to our mobile app, and you can download it. It's great. And then what you do is once you download it, you can send us an open mic message, and it'll come right through, and we'll play it on the air sometime during the show. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045 is our number. And we have a bunch of people that want to comment. We've got we had a doctor. Did the doctor hang up? I guess so. This is Gregory in Jacksonville. How you doing, Gregory?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, good. What you want to say, sir?
Well, I was just wondering why they aren't putting out. There was a study done at the University of California School of Medicine back in the mid and late 50s on the effects of high levels of zinc taken in the blood. And by their study, it showed if you take 100 milligrams of zinc, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and before you go to bed,
yeah,
it cuts the severity and the actual ability of the virus to totally infect you like it does,
yeah,
75%, because zinc blocks viral replication.
I've heard that about zinc. And a lot of people, as a result, have been taking like those Cold-Ease or zinc tablets because
right. Zinc
is I don't know what it is about zinc. But apparently zinc helps fight all these things. And people are saying take it right before you feel sick. And also when you're healthy, it can help block these viruses, too. So you're right about that.
Right. Well, that's what my point is. Why doesn't the government and that put out this information to the people and have them protect themselves? Zinc is a cheap, effective way of doing it.
Yeah, that's I don't know. You know what? Let me zinc about that for just a minute and I'll try to get you an answer. 855-765-1045 is our number. But I have heard that, too. Again, I'm no medical professional. I'm no expert. I'm no doctor. I'm no scientist. I'm really nothing. But I do know that zinc is supposedly something that's very helpful. Chris in St. Augustine. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing pretty good. Just wanted to make a couple of comments about a little bit of
misinformation that a couple of callers made. One caller mentioned something about the virus not being able to live outside the body for very long, up to 9 days on certain surfaces. Nine days. That was my first comment. And then the guy from New Jersey who was saying that we'd been lied to about the masks and everything, when this first came about 30 days ago, they thought the only way it could spread was if you were sick. They've now since realized that people that are carriers may not be sick at all, but every time they talk, every time they do any, even just breathing in and out, they're spreading the virus. That's why all of a sudden they're making the push to mask. It's not that nobody was lied to. It's just that this is something we haven't dealt with before.
Yeah.
And they're learning on a continual basis every day. And every day they're putting out everything that they've learned. So I don't know.
No, Chris, we really appreciate the call. Thanks for, thanks for bringing us all down. 855-765-1045 is our number. Rick in St. Augustine. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, great, man. What'd you want to say today, Rick?
Hey, I just want to ask you one question. Yeah. Just a thoughtful question.
Sure.
With most of America home, they can't, they've been locked in. Why do you think the insurance company is still charging on the auto insurance? Seem to me like to help the American people, we should be able to get some type of discount. What's your thought, Mark?
Well, I'll tell you what, the insurance companies, I know a couple of them, it depends on what insurance you're talking about. If you're talking about auto insurance, I don't know that they're ever going to cut you a break for anything. If you're talking about your homeowners or your health insurance, there may be opportunities for you to skip a payment or miss a payment or something like that. But you're right. With fewer people, although I'll say this, I was out this morning and there were just as many people on the road as there usually. I don't see the, I know that sometimes, when you're driving down the highway, whatever, there's a downturn in traffic, but locally in my neighborhood, I had to go to the grocery store to literally just get groceries. And I thought it would be a lot less crowded than usual, but it wasn't. It was the typical amount of crowded. And I went to Target looking for cleaning supplies, of which they had none. But at the same time, there were people there that were browsing the toy aisle and the electronics aisle, and they were looking at the Gaineses. I forget what this is called, but Joanna Gaines. They have that cool line, and they were browsing there. People looking at outdoor furniture and grills. So I don't think people are, they're not necessarily getting the message. And a lot of people are still out and about, much to the behest of Mayor Curry. He gets very aggravated about that. And so the insurance companies are probably, they're not going to, look, if you're going to keep paying, they're going to keep charging you. 855-765-1045. Julie in Green Cove. How are you, Julie?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. I just want to let you know I've made two different style masks for my niece. She lives up in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's like in a hot spot there.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell your listeners, if they are going to make it, because I found these on the internet, to make sure it's 100% cotton, very tightly woven. That's supposed to, filter out, I guess, whatever. But the one style I made has ties. The other one has elastic. The one with the ties has a pocket, so you can open it up and put a coffee filter in, they recommend, to filter out even more.
Yeah.
So, for anybody that's handy, I'm a seamstress, so it doesn't take me very long to make one or two.
Julie, that's
and
great.
Also, other day I sent some out to my niece. It came back because I haven't been out, in public or anything. And the post lady brought it back to me a second time, and I told her what it was, trying to get them to my niece. And she asked me if I sold them. I said no. But if you bring me the material, I'll make you one.
Okay, all right. We may have Hannah get in the car and drive over there because she's having a little bit of an issue with the t-shirt. By the way, Hannah, is that 100% cotton, finely woven or tightly woven?
I don't know. They're your shirt.
I don't. Fair enough. 855-765. I think we went on the cheap, so probably they're 50% polyester. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. When we get back, Chuck Schumer turning this political and Donald Trump turning it right back at him. We'll read you these dueling letters here in just a minute. Stay tuned to the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
If you need a mask, try a male or female thong. Little adjustments required.
Did he say thong? Is that what?
Is there a difference between male and female?
I hope so.
Oh, right.
I hope so.
Gotcha.
855-765-1045 is our number if you want to get through. By the way, Hannah, how's The Mask coming?
The Jim Carrey film?
The what? Stop. It's coming along well. I'm almost done.
What's our ETA? Because we're now rolling into hour two.
Well, I didn't start exactly at 10:08, so okay. I still have a few more minutes.
Okay.
But
we leave here at noon. We're thinking we'll have one workable mask by then.
I'm thinking after this it'll be easier because I'm not going to be using logo material.
So yes to the one mask before the end of the show.
Possibly two.
Oh, wow. All right, good. Okay. I appreciate it. All right, get back to work. Don't let me bother you. All right, speaking of two, there's dueling letters going back and forth on Capitol Hill. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Donald Trump writes amazing letters. They're really good. What they tell you to do when you're angry is to type out like an email of everything you want to say to somebody and then delete it before you send it, and that way you get out of your system. Donald Trump does that, but instead of deleting it, he just sends it. And he sent one such letter to Chuck Schumer, minority leader and senator from New York. But before I read you the president's letter, I've got to read you some of the highlights, and there aren't really many, from Chuck Schumer's letter, so you kind of get some perspective. Here's what Chuck Schumer wrote to the president during the midst of this coronavirus crisis. He wrote, "Dear Mr. President, as the coronavirus spreads rapidly into every corner of our nation and its terrible grim toll grows more severe with each passing day, the tardiness and inadequacy of this administration's response to the crisis becomes more painfully evident." So I'd like to point out, by the way, that this is Chuck Schumer starting off by criticizing the president and calling him basically late to the game. He continues. "It is long past the time for your administration to designate a senior military officer to fix this urgent problem. It must be pointed out, while you continue to dismiss the Defense Production Act as not being needed, it is clear that the capacity of American industry has not yet been fully harnessed. This is a failure that must be addressed quickly. Sincerely, Charles Schumer, United States Senator." So Charles Schumer comes in hot at Donald Trump saying, "You suck. You're horrible. You're doing nothing. You got to fix it. Sincerely, Charles Schumer." So Donald Trump responds to this letter and responds to the criticism that he got. And now everybody's up in arms that the president would take the time to respond to Chuck Schumer with what, again, I say is one of the best letters ever written. And I hope one day when somebody accuses me of slacking off, I can write a letter half as good. The president begins. "Dear Senator Schumer, thank you for your Democrat public." Hold on, let me get that was my Bernie Sanders. So I got to get into Trump. Here we go. "Dear Senator Schumer, thank you for your Democrat public relations letter and incorrect sound bites, which are wrong in every way. Number one, as you are aware, Vice President Pence is in charge of the task force. By almost all accounts, he has done a spectacular job. Number two, the Defense Production Act has been consistently used by my team and me for the purchase of billions of dollars worth of equipment, medical supplies, ventilators, and other related items. It has been powerful leverage, so powerful that companies generally do whatever we are asking without even a formal notice. They know something is coming, and that's all they need to know. Number three, a senior military officer is in charge of purchasing, distributing, etc. His name is Rear Admiral John Polozczyk. Polish. He is working 24 hours a day and is highly respected by everyone. If you remember, my team gave you this information, but for public relations purposes, you chose to ignore it. Number four, we have given New York many things, including hospitals, medical centers, medical supplies, record numbers of ventilators, and more. You should have had New York much better prepared than you did. And as Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx said yesterday, New York was very late in its fight against the virus. As you are aware, the federal government is merely a backup for state governments. Unfortunately, your state needed far more of a backup than most others. If you spent less time on your ridiculous impeachment hoax, which went haplessly on forever and ended up going nowhere except increasing my poll numbers, and instead focused on helping the people of New York, then New York would not have been so completely unprepared for the invisible enemy. No wonder AOC and others are thinking about running against you in the primary. If they did, they would likely win. Fortunately, we have been working with your state and city governments, Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio, to get the job done. You have been missing in action, except when it comes to the press. While you have stated that you don't like Andrew Cuomo, you ought to start working alongside him for the good of all New Yorkers. I've known you for many years. This is my favorite part, by the way. I've known you for many years, but I never knew how bad a senator you are for the state of New York until I became president. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call. Or in the alternative, call Rear Admiral Polish. Sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump. I have to tell you, man, when you go petty at the president in a time of crisis, you have to know by now he's not just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. He's going to come back at you, and he's going to come back harder than ever. And that's exactly what he did. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Now, keep in mind that Donald Trump did not start this battle. Donald Trump did not start attacking President Schumer. He's been too busy trying to attack the coronavirus. It was Senator Schumer who came at Donald Trump and called his administration terrible and a failure and inadequate and behind the game. And said that, look, by acting now, there's still time to help our medical. Oh, your response is far behind where it should be. He came at the president first, and the president came back at him with truth. Now, guess who the media is covering? Guess which letter you see everywhere? Guess what Senator Schumer is doing today? Do you think that he's working alongside Bill de Blasio and Governor Cuomo to make sure that New York is brought up to speed in their medical response? Uh-uh. He's in front of the cameras. And in just a second, we'll play you what he said today. Quick break. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Stay tuned. The more of the Mark Kay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
From Brevard County. If you have been sick, tested negative for the flu, are now well, have no symptoms, is there a test to tell you if you had the COVID-19 virus?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not really very good at tests. But I know that if you have the symptoms and you talk to your doctor, you can get a test, and they're testing a lot of people every single day. They're testing a lot. They're testing all over the place. So if you feel like you have the, and they always say, if you have a cough, and this is the thing that, you know, if you're stressing out, because I know a lot of people are self-diagnosing themselves with COVID-19 and they don't have it, but they read the symptoms, or they read that you can have any symptom has almost become a symptom these days. And they'll go online and they'll see somebody who said, yeah, I had a cough but no fever. I had a fever, but no cough, or I had no symptoms. Then all of a sudden, boom, there I was all laid up in the ICU. And so, it's very tricky. You need to call your doctor. But to get the test, I still think I think you still need to have a fever of 99.6 and above, and some kind of other symptom like cough or shortness of breath. And they'll also triage you on the phone and say, hey, look, have you been in contact with anyone who had it? And if you say no, odds are that you don't have it. Have you been on a cruise? Have you been out of the country? All these questions. And that's something that you need to take into account as well. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. This is Anthony from Massachusetts. Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, sir. Thanks for calling from Massachusetts. What part of Massachusetts are you in?
We're in Chelmsford area, and we're just basically stuck home, and yep. We're basically listening onto the news. And I just want to bring out a few things.
Sure.
And I really appreciate your show. I support your show.
Thank you. I support Hannity.
You guys are really great guys, spreading the news, the facts, and, you know, as to what's going on day-to-day revelation. I want to point out a few things, make a few statements, if I may.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
I think we've never, ever seen a better commander-in-chief under his leadership as a world leader, not just the United States. I want to let the public know that there's a few things that they're missing out. While our president was out there at the State of the Union address, you know, addressing the coronavirus,
yeah.
Ms. Pelosi, the Democratic Party were mocking him. They tore up federal, you know, documents, et cetera, et cetera. Despite the fact what the hate is, this nation is divided. I'm a former veteran. My son is in the Navy for 5 years. Uh-huh. By the way, he's on USS Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
I want to commend all the military members, all the frontline people, hospitals, doctors. They're doing the best jobs they can, given the circumstances.
Yeah.
No, that is COVID.
That is 100% true. And there are a lot of people on the front lines, and there's a lot of military that have been brought into service as well. And you're right about that. They're, the thing with the Democrats is it doesn't matter what Donald Trump does because he's still president. And that's what people don't understand. Any response is bad because he's not a Democrat. Any response, had he done what he even if he went by the Democratic playbook, they would have found fault with it. He did it too early. He did it too late. He spent too much money. He spent too little. Anything at all has to be bad because the president is not one of them. He's a Republican. He's not Hillary Clinton. He's not Joe Biden. And so anything he does, they have to find fault with. And the media does it as well. We posted the video of Jim Acosta, who at the Rose Garden press conference came up with what the president said was a snarky question. And it was totally ridiculous. It was, what do you say to people who are angry with you? What do you say to people who are angry with you? What does that have to do with fighting the virus, finding a vaccine, getting the medical supplies where they need to go, helping people out? What do you say to people who are angry with you? I say, stop being angry, sit at home until this thing's worked out, and then you can deal with it at the polls in November. But in the meantime, I've got work to do. And it, you know, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I had the opportunity, old press secretary, the first press secretary for the president, his name was Sean Spicer. You may remember him from, well, being the press secretary. You may remember him from Dancing with the Stars. You may remember Melissa McCarthy playing him on Saturday Night Live. He has a new show on Newsmax TV, and he invited me on as a panelist. And they said, look, we're just going to have a couple of minutes, but we want to talk to you about the media bias and stupidity and the kinds of things they do that are not only harmful but irresponsible, and how when they're wrong, and they are wrong a lot, they never go back and they never apologize. And yet all they do is hound the president, and they want him to talk about when he's wrong, and they want him to talk about him apologizing. They pulled the one clip of Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, and she basically said the Mercy and the Hope, the medical ships that the president was trying to get ready in service, they all said neither one of them would be ready for weeks. It would be 30 days. The president was saying, we want to get one of these ships to New York Harbor next week. And Rachel Maddow literally said, that is a lie. It'll never happen. It's going to take weeks. He has no idea what he's doing. 10 days later, guess what? There's patients on that ship in New York Harbor. And was there a retraction? Was there an apology? Was there an oops, I did it again? No. There was none of that from Rachel Maddow. There's none of that from the press, and there never will be. Because as long as Donald Trump is the president, and as long as he's a Republican, and as long as his last name is Donald Trump, for, you know, really at this point, everything he does will be wrong. I'm shocked that they haven't started getting in on his wardrobe. I'm shocked they haven't said, you know, Donald Trump's wearing the wrong tie, or Donald Trump's wearing this or that, or, you know, Donald Trump had to take another coronavirus test. And you know somebody's going to complain. They're going to be like, Mr. President, that's two now that you've had. Do you really need two? Shouldn't you? Aren't you keeping these tests away from other people? The president himself wanted to travel to some of the hardest hit areas. And his staff, you literally had to wrestle him away and say, you are the commander in chief. You have to stay healthy. He wanted to meet the ship when it pulled in to New York Harbor. They said, you cannot go anywhere near New York. You, Mr. President, please believe us. And he's a stubborn guy. But they said, you have to stay here in Washington. You have to stay safe. That's your job. That's where you're going to do the most good. So anything you hear the media say, anything you hear the Democrats say, anything you read in Chuck Schumer's ridiculous letter, which, by the way, Chuck Schumer is a senator from New York, and his job is to represent the people of New York. And he's too busy representing Chuck Schumer, and he's too busy being Senate Minority Leader that he has forgotten about the people in New York. And that's one of the reasons why now all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm a representative from New York. I should probably represent those people. They're doing fine with their governor and their mayor, which is ironic because... But never mind. That's a story for another day. We have to take another quick break. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Also, we're going to check in with Hannah in a minute. I believe she may be close to finishing one of the masks. Stay tuned. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Just think, if face masks become mandatory, then shaving will become mandatory. The mask won't work if you're wearing a beard. Why do you think the military doesn't allow it?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that if you had a beard, the masks didn't work. Is that true? Like the germs get caught up in your beard?
I heard a bunch of that early on, but I think that was proven a little false, right? Like it's not airtight, but it's still going to work.
I heard once that your beard was like the most disgusting thing on earth. Like you had fecal matter and stuff in it and people didn't know. Anyway, I can't grow a beard. I've been trying for 45 years to grow a beard. Can't do it.
Oh, man.
So I feel like, I don't have to worry. That's one less thing I have to worry about. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Randy in Cincinnati, Ohio. Randy, how are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
I'm alive and doing fine.
That's great.
I'm a veteran.
Okay.
If you are wearing facial hair, the mask will not secure to your face, and the pathogens that will destroy you will get between your skin and the mask, and you will inhale it.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's why you are not to have facial hair.
God, all right. So beard's bad, shaving
beard
good.
Beard and mustache is bad. Well, it's okay to have a mustache, but it's got to be short.
What about like a little jazz pet? What do you call it? What's the little soul patch? Is that fine?
A very short mustache.
Short mustache. Okay. All right.
It interferes with the mask securing to your face.
Got it. Okay. All right. So we'll just go with short mustache. I'm sure a soul patch might be okay, but we won't take any chances. What else did you want to say, Randy?
I want to say that Chuck Schumer and Miss Pelosi. I used the word Miss inadvertently wrong. Ms. Should be gone. We should have an executive order that the president in this emergency situation can shut them down, bring them out of policy because they are treasonous in their activities.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? If president came out today during the task force meeting and said, before I allow Dr. Fauci to speak this morning at noon 05, I sign an executive order removing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer from this earth. They are headed to the moon right now, and they will remain there for the remainder of the coronavirus. Dr. Fauci, that's a great I don't think he can do that. And again, you know, a lot of people ask, they say, hey, why are people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, why are they still in power? And the reason is because there's a small pocket of people back home who like them, who they've conned, who they've duped, who think they're the best people to represent their district. I mean, think about this is the other thing you need to realize. And this is something they've forgotten. And the president even mentions it in his letter. He says to Chuck, because Chuck Schumer complains and complains about how the president has failed New York and how the president has failed the country and blah, blah, blah. And here's what the president writes. He writes, as you are aware, the federal government is merely a backup for state governments. Unfortunately, your state needed far more of a backup than most others. Now, this is true if you are a Republican, a conservative, if you're into states' rights, if you're an anti-federalist, if you want to go back a couple hundred years. But if you're a Democrat, if you're a big government, if you're a socialist, then you don't care. It's not all about the states. The government runs everything. The government is control. The government is the end all be all. But keep in mind, it's right there in the name of the country, United States of America. United States of America. And it's one of those things that we need to realize where we came from. Each state is individual. Each state is different. And if a state wants to pass gay marriage or the legalization of marijuana or whatever, then all of a sudden they're like, hey, this is our state. If you don't like it, go away. This is our state. If we want to abort babies up until 2 minutes before they're born, go live somewhere. This is our state. That's us. But when the you-know-what hits the fan, and when there's a crisis, and when they find that their governor and their senators and their congresspeople are ill-prepared, then all of a sudden it's the federal government is failing us. You need to come and help our state. Where are you, federal government? We are Americans. And that's the big issue. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. If you want to be all states' rights 1 minute, then you can't be, hey, come help us, federal government, the next. And the president has been doing a bang-up job in most people's opinions, and his task force has been doing a bang-up job, not just Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, but not just Vice President Mike Pence, not just every single person that he's put in charge, but the military and everyone else. They've done a fantastic job of mitigating this so far as much as they could, and the failures you're going to see are going to be more on the state and local level. And look, we rag on Mayor Curry a lot here. We call him the dictator of Duval because of the stringent guidelines that he's putting in place and how he shut everything down. But at the same time, you know, knock on wood, the percentage that Rich Jones and the other Josh were trying to figure out the percentages earlier this morning, and we seem to be in a pretty good spot compared to the rest of the state.
We succeeded in figuring them out.
Right, that's what I said.
Oh, you said trying.
Well, you did, right. Yeah, I mean, succeeded in figuring out the it was right. Pretty good.
Or yeah, more it was 5.7% of all tests.
And so we are on the, well, we're lower than the state average, which was like 11%.
Sure.
Good. Anyway, thanks. 855-765. I should talk to Rich Jones when it comes to that. 855-765-1045 is our number if you want to get through to us. This is Annabelle in Orange Park. How are you, Annabelle?
I'm great. Couldn't be better.
Oh, fantastic. Great news.
Yeah.
Great news. Yeah. What do you want to say today?
I want to share with you all and your listeners a product called Lamprey. It's comes from the French, and we're talking about using Lysol and spraying, and that puts a mist on your things. Lamprey is an air purifier. It actually kills bacteria. It was invented in 1898 by the French. They had to do something to be used in hospitals. People were living through surgery but dying from bacterial infection, which we call MRSA today.
Okay.
We cannot use it in hospitals today because you prime it with a flame for 2 minutes, and then you blow out the flame, and this item begins to work the minute you blow out that flame. And it only runs for 20 minutes within a 350 to 500 square foot area to kill the germs and purify the air. That's the key word. It purifies the air, and nothing else does that.
Are you our local Lamprey sales rep? Is that why you know so much of this stuff?
Well, I'm a dealer.
I figured as much.
That's because I know about it. You know, and so many people have these in their homes, and they'll run them for 2 hours or something because they want the fragrance. There are all kinds of fragrances. Yeah. There's a neutral, but there are many fragrances that are recognizable, like green apple and sweet pear and all that. But
it sounds like, now it sounds like we're getting into vaporing flavors and things like that. Green apple, bubble gum, all that. All right, Annabelle, we will take a look into that. Lamprey, thank you so much for calling and pimping your product. We really appreciate it. I mean, we were just talking about how we were low on commercials. Well, we're going to have to send you a bill now. 855-765-1045. John in Jacksonville. How are you, John?
I'm fine. Listen, the JTA, Jacksonville Transportation Association, the bus company in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know who they are.
Putting everybody's life in danger. That the bathrooms at the Rosa Park bus station and the bathroom at the Kings Avenue station have bathrooms with soap dispensers that haven't had any soap in them for years.
Oh, man.
You guys need to call Lenny Curry's office and put him on this because that you realize how many thousands of people ride the bus every day?
No, yeah, you're right about that. Hey, they're going to the Rosa Parks bathroom, and they're not been able to wash their hands. All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. JTA, we need soap in the soap dispenser stat. Also, we need another tub of Clorox wipes here in the studio because Josh and Hannah just used the last one. 855-765-1045. Coming up, Fake News Friday. If you want to win a Mark K. Show t-shirt that you can then turn into your very own Mark K. mask or just wear it as a t-shirt, give us a buzz. 855-765-1045. Two contestants needed. We'll play next. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. 855-765-1045. We're about to play some Fake News Friday, one of our favorite games. We don't get to play it. Well, we only really play it on Fridays, and sometimes we forget. So we're glad that we got it in today. Let's meet our contestants, shall we? Perfect. First up is Bobby in Middleburg. How you doing, Bobby?
Hi, Bobby.
Very good, thank you.
Oh, great, Bobby. You're going to be playing today against Jimmy from Southeast Mizzou, which I believe is Missouri. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Jimmy, say hi to Bobby. Bobby, say hi to Jimmy, and let's get the show on the road.
Nice to meet you,
Bobby. All right, good. Here we go. Here's how this works, gentlemen. One by one, I'll be giving you headlines. Your job is to tell us if it's a real news headline or a fake news headline, and in this day and age, it's very difficult to discern between the two. If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever gets the most points at the end of the game gets a Mark Kay Show T-shirt, which you can wear as a T-shirt or, as Hannah has displayed all through the show today, you can turn it into your own totally unapproved coronavirus face mask. Are you guys ready?
Ready. I'm set.
All right, Bobby, we're going to start with you. Listen carefully. Here's your first headline. A medical fetish site has donated its entire stock of role-playing doctor scrubs after being contacted by desperate health officials. Is that real news or is that fake news?
This is a crazy time. That's real news.
That is real news. In the UK, they contacted this. It's called MedFet. They're a fetish site for people that like to pretend they're doctors and nurses and orderlies and, oh, doctor. Oh. And they donated all of their medical supplies. So that's, you know, so that's kind of nice. I love that. I love to hear that. All right, Bobby, you're on the board with a point. Jimmy, are you ready for your first headline?
Bring it on.
Here we go. Listen carefully. An online petition has hundreds of thousands of signatures of people who want Dr. Fauci from the CDC to be given the title Sexiest Man Alive. Do you believe that is real news or is that fake news?
Oh, that is funny, but I'm going to go with real.
That is funny, but you're going to go with real.
Yes.
That is real news. Yeah, I know. Look, they make donuts with his face. He's got a bobblehead. He's on T-shirts. And now people think he's the sexiest man alive. He's 79 years old, by the way. I'm pretty sure he would be the oldest sexiest man alive ever. If he was chosen, I think 800,000. No, 80,000. Sorry, as of right now. All right, here we go. We're tied up. Bobby and Jimmy both have a point. Bobby, we go back to you. Listen up. Here's your next headline. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. University is welcoming students back to campus and distributing MAGA hats for students to cough into. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I know they were bringing students back. That's a bad thing. Fake news.
Fake news. You don't think they're giving each student a MAGA hat and saying, please cough into this so you don't spread germs?
Liberty University probably is, but I'm going to say fake news.
That is fake news. Congratulations. Nicely done.
You are fake news.
Yeah, Bobby, you get another point. All right, Jimmy, back to you. Are you ready, sir?
Go ahead.
Here we go. Listen carefully. A Darth Vader cosplay club in Orlando, Florida is under fire for hoarding ventilators. A Darth Vader cosplay club is under fire for hoarding ventilators. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh my God, that's fake news.
That is fake news. Congratulations.
Oh, that fake news.
Yeah, the force is strong with you, Jimmy. All right, 2-2. Here we go. Back to you, Bobby. Listen carefully and tell us, is this headline real news or fake news? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Fox sports announcer Joe Buck is pleading with his fans to stop sending him homemade sex tapes so that he can call them play-by-play. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh, man. Probably real news.
Probably real news?
Yes, sir.
It probably is. In fact, it is real news. Look, here's the thing. I thought about this. He, like, 2 weeks ago when they took him off of television, he tweeted out something like, hey, fans, I want to stay in shape and I want to stay strong for when football season starts, so send me your videos so I can practice my play-by-play. I mean, what did he think was going to happen? All
He's
right.
keeping his socks on.
Okay. No, we don't need to. There we go. All right, let's get it. It's 3-2. We have time for probably a couple more. We go back to you, Jimmy. You ready for your next one?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Listen carefully. As the population begins working from home more, Walmart reports increased sales for tops, but not for pants. As the population begins to work from home more, Walmart has reported an increased sale in tops, but not an increase in pants. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I haven't heard anything like that, so I'm going to go with fake news.
You're going to go with fake news. Now, I'll tell you, this is tricky because we used that exact same headline last week, and it was fake news. However, in the week since last Friday, it has actually become real news. Oh, I'm sorry. You said fake. There you go. Walmart is reporting that they're selling more shirts than ever before, but not pants, because when you work at home, apparently, you see no need for bottoms. Which I guess, you know, it makes perfect sense. So, Jimmy, unfortunately, with a score of just 2 points, you lose to Bobby, who had 3 points. Congratulations, Bobby. You win.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for playing. Great job. We're going to get your information. We will send you your Marquee Show T-shirt, which you can then, if you want to, turn into a mask, wear it as a T-shirt, whatever you want. You want to use it to spray a little clean stuff. You can use it as a handy wipe for your car. Whatever. It's your shirt now. We'll get some info, and we'll get that right out to you. Big round of applause to Hannah today for crafting us some Marquee Show masks. You can see them on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Big round of applause to the other Josh. Not sure what he did, but I'm sure.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah, we will see you Monday, folks. We'll be back live with another edition of the Marquee Show, 10 a.m. Stay tuned for traffic, weather, news. Rush Limbaugh, it's all coming up next on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.